Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. This is our live call-in show from this past Sunday night on February 21st, 2021, where we take your calls talking about the 50th anniversary celebration announcements earlier in the week. We also discuss, again, the future of when we think the next Run Disney race weekend could be, because we just missed the Princess Half Marathon weekend for 2021. And we just, you know, we talk about rumors and news, and that's what we do here on the show. And of course, moving forward every Sunday night, Scotty G is going to be joining us and taking your calls as well. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all of your Disney travel needs. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are awesome. You're carrying the show while travel's down here just a bit, and I appreciate that so very much. If you'd like to become a patron to support our shows, I'd appreciate that very much. Just check it out over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to the, well, we've done live shows on Sunday nights for quite a while, but this is the first Mike, Scott, and you on a Sunday night. We're going to be taking your calls. We're going to hang out and talk about the news of the week. And of course, this will be coming out on the feed every Thursday, so you will have your four podcasts a week. We do apologize for missing the last couple of Sunday nights. We ran into the Super Bowl, which most people probably would rather watch a Super Bowl than listen to a Disney podcast. You know, even if you're not a fan of the game itself, I enjoyed just destroying a ton of food that night, so that was fun. And then last week, Valentine's Day, and we're both married dudes, so we wanted to, you know, be able to keep doing what we do, so we had to take care of that. I went out for some barbecue, so that was fun for me, and had a good time. So we are going to be talking Disney news of the week, and then taking your calls at 407-413-9395. So joining me,
and then during the big game, I was at I know I just interrupted you.
I know, I was just getting ready to give you a big introduction.
I was at Chefs de France during the big game, so I wouldn't have been recording anyway.
Okay, so here we go. Up in the mitten, I was just about to build him up and give a huge introduction here, but he jumped in. And that's how these Sunday nights are going to go, a little bit more informal than the other shows. And that's saying something, because the other shows are not formal at all. Scott Gardner at Epscott. Check him out, and check him out at Palm Trees of Disney on Instagram, which I enjoy because you put that out every morning right as I finish up my run on the treadmill. I post my little dumb picture that I take in the laundry room when I run. And then there it is. I think this morning was it Disneyland? I think I was yesterday morning. And I don't know, but it's great. It's
kind of been all over the place, man. So yeah. I just try to – I'm digging deep into the vault. You know, because a lot of my palm tree photos have us in them, you know, so yeah, I don't want to always like share like the people in them. I want the landscape, you know. So I've been digging a little deep into the vault, but try to get one posted at least once a day. Sometimes I shoot for like a morning and a lunchtime, because I feel like during lunch, you know, maybe your morning's off to a rough start and you just want to see a palm tree during the day, midday. So I try to do that too.
Yes, I enjoy them because, you know, summer, you know, you have me actually looking for palm trees through my pictures now, because I've been, if you notice on Twitter, I figured out that with TweetDeck is what I use, I think it's called. And all this time I didn't know that when you're scheduling your tweets, you can actually post an image. But, you know, I post so many, you know, reminders to listen to the show, you know, throughout the day and so forth. And I don't really want to take that much time to find great pictures. So I just find random pictures in my cloud. And so they have no relation to what the show is about ever. But I have been noticing, like, if I see a palm tree, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do that. So, yeah, you'll see a lot in my feed too now. It's catching on.
Love it.
It's a great thing for February. So, okay, let's hit the news here over at themouseforless.com. We have a few stories over there. You can check them all out, but I thought we'd hit just a couple of them. First of all, if you since we got together last, and we haven't really talked about it on the podcast feed either, I knew this was happening, but I wasn't allowed to say anything last week. I was sworn to secrecy. 2022 packages are available to book through 499 days from today. So right now we can basically book packages through the beginning of July, you know, maybe the first week of July, if you're listening on the feed, probably about the beginning of the second week. You know, so if you want to secure that package for next summer, this is crazy because we don't usually have this big of a window. They normally get released in early June or so for the next year. So this is kind of, I was putting together a quote the other day and I was like deep into it. And then I had to email the guests and I said, Wait, are we talking April of 21 or 22? Because I didn't know. I was trying to read the context. I'm like, this is weird. Like, because it could be either way. And so, you know, we have a big window to book. You can get a package on the books there for $200 deposit, fully refundable and all that. So just if you're looking to 2022, now's the time. And also, we got some weird news. I want to ask you about this, Scott. Let me read the story here from Ricky. And by the way, Ricky and Pam are both at Walt Disney World right now. So yeah, they're having fun. But I saw it. Have you seen the crowds from this past weekend? I mean, it's weird, right? I mean, this was to be the Princess Half Marathon weekend, which is a great weekend to be there. It's usually not that crowded, but this weekend was crowded. I don't know. Like, do people kind of to say, man, I'm not going on President's Weekend. I'm going like around that time, but maybe it's because
people may have stayed too.
That's true.
You know, we've done that.
Yeah.
Because we like, whenever we run Princess, we'll come down the weekend before for President's Day weekend because it's a short week for us. Emily's got school off, and then we'll just stay through the next weekend and fly home either the day of the half, which is kind of silly to do, or the Monday following.
Yeah, but especially today, I heard, and I haven't confirmed this, but all four parks hit capacity as far as theme park reservations. All four.
Yeah, I know yesterday for sure did. I don't know about today, but like the parents are down there too. We know a lot of people that are down there right now. So people are just tired of winter, especially this week, man. It's been brutal everywhere except in Orlando.
I know, seriously. We really want to talk about Texas, man. Our hearts are with those folks that are suffering down there. Hopefully things are turning around. Can't believe that stuff. Okay, so we talking about the Disney Park Pass system. I have made mention on the podcast that I thought in 2022, hopefully everything would kind of clear up. Everything would be moving in the right direction. This thing would be a distant memory. Apparently not. It looks like the Disney Park Pass system is here to stay, at least through the beginning of 2023, which kind of surprises me. But I believe it was it Chapek that mentioned this on some source, but Ricky doesn't have it here. But it was confirmed that the Park Pass system is here to stay through at least early 2023. Does that surprise you?
Yes and no. And I don't find it like too frustrating because when you think about like the FastPass Plus, like we've been accustomed for years for booking fast passes for a park. So that's almost like making a theme park reservation in a way because hey, I make my three Magic Kingdoms. So now
that's
instead
true.
Of
that's a good way. That's a good way to look at it. Attractions,
you're just booking the park, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I want it to go away, but I get where Disney, because again, this sounds so counterintuitive, but I'm not a planner for my own vacations because I've been down so many times. I'm more about like, you know, just meeting up with you guys or meeting up with Pam, Ricky, whoever's there, the parents, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And just like, okay, what do we want to do today? Like, where do we want to have lunch? You know, after lunch, let's go over to Epcot, you know, or whatever. I don't like to, you know, have to be forced into that where there is still flexibility in times where it's not really crowded. But you're right. I mean, when you make fast passes, you're locking yourself into that park. So that's kind of a good way to see it. And I can see where Disney likes it because they can staff probably a lot better.
Yeah, easier for staffing. And I mean, I'll be honest. I'm with you, Mike. I prefer to just roll out of bed and be like, where do you want to go today? You know?
Right.
Instead of knowing like, okay, I have to go to the studios today. I have to get this Rise of Resistance, you know, like that's too much stress for me. Like I go down to vacation just to relax and eat and run swim.
Same. I know. I had a guest say, you know what? I like Star Wars. I don't want to be stressed on vacation. I'm not riding Rise. And they just made that decision like 3 months out. And I said, you know, it's not that hard really. If you're up, just open up the app. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe you won't. But I mean, I think that's the right attitude. I think some people start stressing about a boarding group for Rise, you know, 90 days in advance. And that's not good for anything because there's nothing you can do about it until, you know, 1 minute before the time you can go for the boarding group.
Yeah. And then just think how stressed they'll be if they've been thinking about it for 90 days and then that last 60 seconds, how stressful that will be.
That's a good point. You build it up and you're just like, oh, look out. Yeah, that's true. You get a cramp in your trigger thumb, and that would be a little Charlie horse.
But again, it really doesn't surprise me that we're doing the park reservation system through. And it's just crazy to think, like you hear like the beginning of 2023. That seems so far away, and it really is. But who knows? Things could change, right?
I'm hoping so. Looks like you know things are moving in the right direction. I think. Well, you know, I'm scared to even say anything positive at this point. It just it's bad juju. Okay, so the big news, obviously, of the week. Good morning, America. I believe it was on Friday morning. They kind of broke some of the 50th anniversary stuff. Now, I was I don't know if I was expecting more. You know, I probably was not expecting more. I should say I was hoping for more details. But of course, Disney's going to keep things vague because they just want to get folks jazzed to get down there for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. But we did find out a couple of things that I find, you know, that at least we can confirm them, that the celebration will start. We assumed this was going to happen, but the celebration will start October 1st, 2021, October 1st of this year. So that is going to happen. We assume that, but you never know with Disney. And the celebration is going to run into 2023, which I think is an awesome call, especially right now. Like, you want to spread it out. That's the whole goal. And this gives folks, hey, if I want to go in, you know, summer of 2022, I can still get in on the 50th, which I think is great.
Couldn't agree more. We were the beneficiary of that with Disneyland when they celebrated their 60th. We never really had fully intentions of being there for their 60th, but then when they rolled it out for, ended up being like 18 months, similar to what we're about to see for Walt Disney World, it actually ended up being nice. Like, hey, we don't have to be there on July 17th. You know, we can go in November and still get to celebrate and see all the festivities that they're doing. And I think that's great to give everyone that opportunity that, and it's smart to space people out. Like, you don't want everyone crammed in on October 1st, which, I mean, it's going to happen anyway. Yeah. Like, the hardcore fans will be there. I'll be there. Yeah, I already have a park reservation for Magic Kingdom that day, but it spreads people out. And I think that's going to be it's a really great call.
It does. And I mean, the whole, you know, I saw the campaign, like you probably saw the video. They sent it to us as travel agents. This is what your guests are going to see. This is what's going to be on our marketing. And the whole thing was, and this is what I thought it was going to be. And I think it's genius. Disney's, we've talked about this in the history of our podcast, is that the power of emotion that Disney can evoke in their commercials, you know, like the, you know, I'm too excited to sleep. Like, I mean, that's iconic. You know, just those ones that had that like Peter Pan music in the background, that, you know, the
it's the music that gets me every time. It's like the soft piano line, you know, like, totally. And then you see like a little girl, like a Tinkerbell wings running around, you know, like it just melts my heart every time.
Yeah. During, you know, Year of a Million Dreams, they're talking about, you know, I have the power to, you know, let this little kid fly, and they just walk him up to the front of Peter Pan. He's on the ship. You know, it's like, that's like, dude, sign me up, right? I don't care what it costs. I'm going. And that's kind of what this campaign, I think, is going to be all about, because what it is, it's that callback. You know, if you came here in 1991, you know, when you were in high school, and, you know, you were the 16-year-old punk kid who was just trying to, you know, hanging out with your parents, but you found out it was pretty cool. Now, all of a sudden, that kid that was in 91 in high school has a family of their own. Come on back and share that with your family and bring your parents. Now they're grandkid, you know, the grandparents. And I think that, you know, even if you're a single person, I think that's somebody that, it's just a callback. You know, it's like you want to go back and relive those great memories.
Yeah. And speaking of callbacks, and I don't know how much you've sat on this, and we have plenty of time over the next few months to think about this, but one thing I would love to see is like to bring back some like retro, like merchandise or something through like the 50 years. Like, cause they do this with like mouse years, like, hey, the Minnie Mouse year for March will be this, like maybe like the retro attraction theme shirt or t-shirt will be this or something. Like, I don't know. I hope I see a lot of cool stuff like that.
You know what? I agree. But I think they've been testing that, right? Because I mean, think about that stuff they put out just this past summer. It was 90s. I mean, it was retro 90s kind of stuff, and they've done the 80s stuff.
Yeah,
you're right. And here's another thing. I just thought about this when you mentioned this. What if they threw out this, you know, 18 months, probably longer than that, probably 22 months or so. What if they did a callback to some of the great, you know, campaigns of the past, you know, like the, you know, the 100 years of magic, or they did like a mini Year of a Million Dreams, you know, for just, you know, brought out the dream team. You don't have to like call it the Year of a Million Dreams, but all of a sudden those, you know, those shirts and the blue, light blue shirts come out and they give away a couple of surprises, you know, like, just do stuff like that. That'd be awesome. I'd love that.
Yeah. I would love to be in like marketing meetings. Like, can you get like a seat in that room, Mike?
No, they don't want me. I've always been, because we had to take this personality profile when I was a teacher. And so I scored like super high on the idea, like the person who does the ideas, super low on the follow through, like getting the job done. My wife is the opposite. She's not so much like the idea person. She gets the job done. And, you know, that's why
I'm in the middle. Match.
Yeah. I was like, they're like, dude, you're off the charts. Like one way. But my principal and I scored exactly the same. So that's how I kept my job. You know, we had tons of ideas, and then we just told everybody else, okay, here's what you got to do. All right. So real quick, we're going to get, we have some artist rendering of what Cinderella Castle is going to look like. It's going to have some gold to it, obviously. Very smart. It reminds me of what they did. Remember the bling bling that Stacy talked about on the castle? What was that for? Was that the 40th? I don't think.
I don't know. So the 40th is like right when I was getting into it. It may have been.
I was there for the 40th on that day. Dude, it was chaos in the hub.
You're going to join us for the 50th too then?
I'm trying. Yeah, we'll see. I'll be down there. I don't know, man. It was nuts. I'll probably be there. I have a feeling. So they're going to do the same for the Hollywood Tower Hotel over at the studios. Only that's going to be projections, which if you've seen those at Christmas, they can do whatever they want with that. The Tower of Terror, it's pretty amazing. Of course, the Tree of Life, they do the, what's it called? The Awakening. Yeah. Why am I missing that? So they're just going to put like fireflies on it. It's going to look really cool. Artist rendering.
Well, the Awakening used to be like way back in the day, I feel like. Maybe they still call it that. I don't know. But I remember like a Mouse World Radio hearing like this old like 1990s thing called The Awakening.
Yeah, what is it? It's a little show that's on like the trunk. I thought it was, maybe it isn't. I'll have to look it up. But here's the thing I think that got a lot of people going is that Spaceship Earth is going to have, it's the one word that I think got social media fired up. So they're going to have star projections on Spaceship Earth, which I think is awesome. But the word is permanent. Like, this is not a temporary thing. Yeah. I'm fine with it. Like, I think, and it's going to have, well, Courtney, again, we're just all reading the tea leaves at this point. But it looks like it has like this blue tint to it. And if you think about it at night, like a blue glowing Spaceship Earth against a black sky. I mean, that's symbolic of like Earth going through space. I mean, the big, you know, the big blue marble. I like it.
And I happened to be there for like in 2014 or whatever, when they promoted like the crazy monstrous summer.
Right.
And I got to see like the Monsters Inc. characters projected on there. And that was kind of had that blue glow to it. Not quite like what it's going to be, but it looked really slick and I really liked it. And one thing I was thinking about, though, Mike, with how long the celebration is going to go, if you go October 1st, 2022, you could celebrate Epcot's 40th and Walt Disney World's 50th. Yeah, that's going to be a really interesting combo.
That's right. That's right. Get a twofer out of that tree. I totally didn't think about that because that's 82. Yeah. Yeah. They're going to charge you double that time.
they may as well, right?
what's the matter at this point? Okay, the final thing we got were the outfits that Mickey and Minnie are going to be sporting. They are, where's that word? It's iridescent, but of course, in great Disney fashion, it's spelled E-A-R-I-D-E-S-C-E-N-T. Bluish, kind of purplish, and stylish. I mean, I don't really get into the outfits that Mickey and Minnie wear so much. You know, it's kind of neat for marketing and for meet and greets to kind of mark that time. I thought those one outfits they had just recently were just kind of hideous. those things were really funky.
Right, the birthday party ones?
Yeah, I know Ricky loved them, but man, I thought they were ugly.
It was funny, on like my memories, like in Google Photos, a year ago today that we're recording this, we hopped to Magic Kingdom just to get a photo of them. With those, maybe it was two years ago today.
Well, yeah, because I don't know if it was exactly today, but I mean, you know, this was the Princess Half Marathon half Sunday was a year ago, and yeah, you know, how things have changed.
I like the outfits though. Like, I'm curious, like, are we actually going to be able to do a meet and greet with them? Probably not, or hopefully soon. Well, like, hopefully, who knows how that's going to be?
I would say sometime within that window of the celebration happening. Maybe not on October 1st, but maybe. Maybe. They don't have their masks on. I just noticed that. Oh, that's good. Anyway, so that's pretty much the news. We don't have a whole lot. Of course, they didn't come out and say, like, you know, Tron isn't going to be open, or Guardians will, or Ratatouille will. You know,
well, this gives that opportunity for if something's delayed, like, hey, this will open during this 22-month window.
You're so smart. That's exactly right. Like, we hit it. We nailed it. We opened it in, February 23. We hit the 50th.
Yeah. Okay. Because it was a three-year celebration.
That's exactly right. Celebration doesn't end until Tron runs. That's how it's going to go. All right. So, hey, let's open up the phone lines and take your calls. We can talk about anything you want. We can talk about what you're excited for the 50th. You know, what your plans are for 2022. If you're going to put a trip on the books, what you're thinking. Just all that kind of stuff. So let me make sure the phone lines are ready to go here because my computer went to sleep. All right, we're good. So it's 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. And we have our first call. Let's get it in here. Make sure it works. Looks like it's Alfred. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, Alfred, how are you doing today?
Scotty, do you hear me?
Oh, we hear you. Yeah, you can't hear Scott? Uh-oh.
No.
Make sure we're plugged in.
Just keep going then, Mike. Just keep going.
Well, hey, try it one more time. I don't know why you wouldn't hear.
Okay. Hi, Scotty.
Hey, Alfred. Can you hear me?
He's very low in the background.
Okay. What do you got? So we'll fix this between calls.
Okay. Basically, I heard some news that I don't think it's out to everyone, but let's break it here.
Okay, go ahead.
I was watching another podcast, well, not a podcast, a YouTuber, and he had information that Space 220 is going to be opening. Probably early summer of this year.
That's what I would guess. If I had to guess, I would say June-ish is what I would probably
say. Yeah, they're
say
saying too. Probably May, but if it gets delayed, definitely by the fall.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, because from what I heard, it was almost ready to go. You know, like they were almost ready to turn the key. So, yeah.
They were ready to go 2 years ago.
And I want to eat there. I can't wait. That's my
dream. I know. I can't wait either.
But you know what? If you think about it, I mean, they could have been having this revenue this whole time, but there's been a lot of space in the news and a lot of excitement for space. I mean, think about it this past week with Perseverance landing on Mars. I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, that gets people jazzed up. You got Elon Musk shooting rockets constantly. I mean, it's, you know, we're in like a second golden age of space. And I think that could, you know, I think every kid and every adult and every grandpa, grandma are going to want to eat there now.
Uh-huh. And the reason that they didn't open sooner is because they really can't social distance well in there.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons too.
Yeah, I think, that, you know, I would imagine, like, I don't know how they determine this, but, like, the cost per person in there is probably a lot higher than, say, like, an Ohana, because you're going to have all the visuals, you're going to have, I mean, it's going to be almost like an experience and a meal, so they probably want to make sure that they don't they probably don't want to run everything, to, you know, for 25% capacity. There's probably got to be a threshold they hit before they open.
Right, and I think that's part of the reasoning, because otherwise I think it would have opened already.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yep. So what did you get out of the 50th anniversary announcements?
I think that there's a lot more to come.
Oh, yeah, totally.
A lot more, yeah. I think there's going to be a lot more in the way of announcements. I think this was just the beginning. We kind of all knew what they told us. It's that first part, okay. Mickey and Minnie have to have their costume. You know, the four icons have to have their decoration. You know, that's all stuff we knew.
Yeah.
You know, the castle was already painted, but it wasn't painted technically for that. It was for Sleeping Beauty. But now they just rolled into the new event. So I think we knew. And now the next step, I think, is going to be, well, are they going to copy Disneyland's 50th and have a gold car on first day rides? You know, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I've heard talk of that. That would be very, very cool. Because that would be, you know, just something that it's not that expensive. And it's, I think you're exactly right. Like, the announcement they made on Friday was basically for the general public. You know, like, there is, you know, Walt Disney is turning 50. Mickey and Minnie, you know, everybody knows Mickey and Minnie. They're going to have costumes, and we're going to do cool stuff to maybe you know what the Tree of Life is. Maybe you know what Spaceship Earth is. You know Cinderella Castle.
Right.
Now, I think as this stuff goes out throughout the year till October, that's where more folks like us who are invested a little bit harder, because the general public doesn't even know there's a Tron coaster being built or Guardians of the Galaxy is going to Epcot, right? I mean, we're the only ones who know that. So I think we'll get that. We just got to be patient. But that makes sense, though. Yeah. Go very wide and then funnel it down.
Right. And I really believe we're going to get Ratatouille by summer. I just think a lot of this is going to actually happen. You know,
I'm surprised
just
we
waiting
don't have
for the
it
right
yet
time.
Yeah, I can't believe I thought we'd have it like spring break. Well, I guess it's not spring break yet. My time's all off. Yeah, like I keep thinking it's spring, but it's not. So it was like 50 here today. So
I wish it was spring.
I know. Tell me about it. I'm over winter. We got our good. I asked for a nice snow. We got it, and I'm done. Let's go. Baseball season. Let's go.
Meanwhile, we've had snow. We're still getting more.
You can have it. You can keep it now. I don't want it.
I'm sending it to you.
No, don't. Return
tomorrow
return
we're
to sender.
To get more.
No, return to sender. I don't want it.
Return. What if I sent you the snow with Coke Zero?
Yeah, I'd take the Coke Zero and return to sender the snow. That's keep my soda cold. You know what? We kept our soda out in the garage and it froze. That's how cold it was here. Like that's crazy. Like the cans froze. So
yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah, it's been horrible.
Yeah, it has.
I agree.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for giving us that news because folks are trying to get in. But I appreciate it, Alfred, and you stay safe, and we'll be back again next Sunday night.
That sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you later, bud.
See all right. Okay. Bye, Scotty.
See you, Alfred.
So he couldn't hear you, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm just here for the good looks.
Yeah, that's it. You're just making. Yeah, you're helping to bring up the.
And I was going to say, like in Michigan, so they call it pop in Michigan. No, I call it soda. It drives Emily and Elizabeth crazy. But the reason they call it pop is because of what you were just saying, like because the cans just explode. They pop when it gets cold in Michigan. So.
Well, see, we have like a shelf in the garage and we leave it out there, you know, once it starts to be the fall because it's not super hot in the garage. And then, but I mean, then, you know, like normal times, you just bring it in into the fridge and it's already chilled. So you don't have to wait for that. But man, it was so cold that it actually froze all of our sodas. So. Gotta be careful.
Sometimes I like it when it's got like a little like frozen.
Yeah,
in it, though,
I do like that. Every once in a while, if it went in the very back, yeah, it'll get a little slushy. Yeah, a little Coke Zero slush.
I love that.
All right, we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Scott. It's Marlessa.
Here's the thing. Now, can you, let's see if you can hear Scott. Scott?
Hey, Marlessa, can you hear me?
Oh, no.
Oh, I cannot hear him. No. I was listening very carefully.
Okay.
I was like, fingers crossed and everything.
Okay, let me just check a couple things. So what do you got going on? What are you excited for while I play with the computer here?
So I'm definitely very excited for the 50th anniversary. You know, I obviously, as you know, Alfred said, I'm sure we have a lot more to come, but I really liked the teaser video that they did. You know, like with my, you know, from the marketing perspective, you know, I say when I don't love some of their marketing, I always love to give them credit for the amazing marketing they do for a lot of things. And this was definitely one of those videos that's, you know, right in the feels. Like I love how they had people from around the world, like asking people what Disney means to them. I think that was a great touch, and getting to see cast members as well. I think it was really well done and really a perfect teaser video. Cause I mean, I was already very excited. Like Scott, I'm going to, you know, be in Magic Kingdom on October 1st. And hope you'll get down there too, Mike. But
I'll definitely be there. I'm going to be there. Right. I don't know exactly where I'll be, but I'll be at Walt Disney World.
He'll be bunking with us.
Probably.
So I was already excited, but I think this really heightened the excitement. And I think it was, you know, it's been a long winter and it's been a rough time for a lot of, you know, like Texas and just like really rough weather in general. So I think, you know, for Disney fans, this came out at a perfect time, you know, like a nice teaser video to really get excited. So I'm hoping that, it would be great if we had some like retro merch. I part of me is hoping for like a nighttime parade. I don't know if we'll get a full nighttime parade, obviously with COVID restrictions, but maybe like a nighttime character cavalcade. That would be really cool. Because a lot of Disney fans like me, you know, miss the nighttime parade. So I think that could be a nice thing to do. Maybe like, I don't know what you think about that. I'd say you and Scott, but I can't hear Scott, but maybe he can mime it through the video. I can see his reactions, but,
Let me give you my thoughts, and then I'll let Scott answer so that everybody can hear it on the feed. Then I'll kind of share it to you as we figure this out. I would love to have a nighttime parade. I was a huge Spectrum Magic fan, huge Main Street Electrical Parade fan. I think Disney got rid of them pre-COVID because of the crowds they cause. I mean, it's really congested on Main Street USA. It'd be very difficult to bring it back, and with any kind of social distancing, it's impossible. But I wouldn't mind if they say they do this for Run Disney races. If they made, you know, do some character cavalcade type things, just like, you know, spur of the moment type parade floats. But maybe they make floats with like a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride card or car on it with like, you know, some costumes from that or, you know, a Nautilus sub from 20,000 Leagues, you know, to kind of throw back through the years, like vehicles of rides that have come and gone and stuff like that. But ideally, you know what I'd love is they bring back Tapestry of Nations at Epcot. Oh my God, I'd lose my stuff.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I love that parade. But
that would be awesome.
Yeah, let me see what Scott says. So, and then I'll just pass it on to you. So, Scott, what would you like to see come back? And like she mentioned, retro merchandise. But I mean, what about nighttime parades?
Yeah, I already talked about the retro merchandise. I would love to see that. And then I love the nighttime cavalcade idea, to be honest. Mike, I kind of disagree with you a little. I think maybe it's a combination of the both, but like when a cavalcade comes by these days, people are still gathering around, like not social distancing like crazy. I really think it's a cost savings at this time. I could be wrong, though. It could be a combination of the two. But I could totally see them doing a nighttime one. Just put some lights on some of these floats. I think that'd be super neat and something that's been missing from the parks at night.
I agree. All right. So Scott, you know, he says that he'd like to see him, but people still crowd around. So I agree with that. It's social distancing is difficult. So what else has you excited? I mean, you know, we talked about Space 220. Alfred brought that up. Ratatouille coming open, these new attractions. What do you think?
I'm really excited for Ratatouille. It's definitely one of my favorite Pixar films. Paris is one of my favorite cities that I've been to, and I love the France Pavilion in general, and it's always been my favorite one. I kind of think this will put it even, you know, more, you know, over the edge, in my opinion, as being a go-to pavilion. I mean, it's already in a prime location right by the Skyliner, and great food options. And Impressions de France is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to, you know, have this great ride. And I haven't been to Disneyland Paris, but so this will be my first time on this ride. So I'm very excited for that. I'm still a little bitter because, when I was there back in January, there were like whisperings of like, oh, like, are they going to take the walls down? Are they going to sneak people on? So I was kind of hoping that I would get a surprise of like, oh, hey, like we're doing a little preview and the guests that are here, but that didn't happen, but that's okay. For the 50th anniversary, hoping for that. Obviously that'll be something I'm excited to do. Cause that's my next trip at this point is for the 50th anniversary. And then, you know, trying not to get too excited, but you know, hoping for Marathon Weekend 2022, I got to get my first in-person Run Disney race. So trying to send those positive vibes and, trying to train right now, or I guess work towards my first half marathon. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
That's it. Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, I feel so bad for folks like you that were just, you were on the cusp of that first Run Disney experience and then it got yanked back. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm missing it. You know, this past weekend, I much would have been rather running down at Walt Disney World, staying at, you know, Caribbean Beach or Old Key West or wherever, Coronado Springs, and you know, eating up and having a good time with friends. But you know, it'll get here. The thing is, I think we're getting better at it's sad to say, but I think we're getting better at dealing with disappointment at this time, and we're just tempering our expectations. Like, things are going to happen, and I think we're over the hump at this point. Now, we're not like rolling down the hill at a million miles an hour, but I think, you know, we've crested the hill. I don't think it's going to be another year until we can do these things. I think we're getting there is the good news. We got to keep, at least we got to look at it that way. If we're not, don't tell me, you know, just don't tell me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. Like I'm like you, I like to, you know, be positive as possible. Like I'm trying not to, you know, I think last year I very much was like, oh yeah, it's definitely going to happen. So I'm trying to like, you know, balance that line between being positive, but also bracing myself in case it doesn't happen, you know, but still looking forward to it, looking forward to the 50th, you know, obviously we'll still have COVID restrictions in place, but I'm just really excited to be there for this like historic event for Disney. And just like, you know, one more thing with the merchandise is that, you know, I really do hope that, you know, in addition to the merch that you normally do for these types of events, you know, like the jerseys and the buttons, like I kind of, to your point earlier, I really hope we get some merch that's a really nice nod to the long-term Disney fans. Like, cause I get that they have to do some more mainstream stuff for the casual visitor, but for all of us, you know, crazy people, and I mean that in the nicest way, cause yes. I'm, you know, among us, that, you know, we have to be there October 1st, and we've had it booked as soon as we could, like, you know, give us some like, you know, deep cut merchandise that like we would appreciate.
Yeah, they need to go back and give us some stuff. Like, for example, I saw Matt Parrish, I think it was a couple nights ago on Instagram, they're getting ready to put together the season 5, 30-28, and they're doing some research and stuff. And they posted something that was a blast for me. I don't know about you, Scott. This is something I got at Six Flags when I was young. So, and our Six Flags opened in 71. So it's kind of, you know, weird that our Six Flags in St. Louis is celebrating its 50th year this year, too. So it's kind of fun. And one of the things I always had when I was a kid was when we went to Six Flags, we got these, like, you got a juice. You got, like, either a grape juice. I don't think it was grape juice, but, like, grape-flavored juice and, like, orange-flavored juice. But they came in a plastic thing that looked like a bunch of grapes or, like, an orange. It was plastic, though, with a little straw coming out. It's kind of like the orange bird, like a little sipper, but it was just an orange. It wasn't a bird. And, you know, he posted a picture of that, and I'm like, God, like, that was like a blast from the past. And they did those in Adventureland. You know, that's not something crazy, but I think like us Disney fans would go nuts for something like that. You know, bring back the 70s type little dishes and stuff, you know, collectible glasses and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. That would be awesome. I'm definitely excited to see what they'll roll out for us. So yeah, counting down the days, and I'll let someone else get in, and hopefully we're able to hear Scott as well. But great talking with you. I know we're talking in a few days for Trip Report, so looking forward to that. And Scott, I'll talk to you soon, I'll see you for the 50th.
Yes, we'll get this squared away, I promise you. All right, take care, Melissa. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Oh my gosh, Mike, bye-bye. I love those things though, like Cedar. So our Cedar Point is like really big in the Midwest in Sandusky, Ohio. And I don't know if I'm right here. I'm sure we have listeners that go to Cedar Point all the time. I think they still sell those like fruit juices, like in like that type of container still, which is so, so classic.
I mean, that was like, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. So that was like a souvenir, right? You got either the grape or the orange, and you drank it. You nursed it, right? You didn't chug it down, even if you're dying of thirst. Hang on. I'll reset this real quick. Oh my gosh. I'm in dongle issues. There we go.
So it looks like Mike is trying to do some technical stuff here on the side. I think I hear Skype ringing though.
Yeah, that was Skype ringing. I hate that sound. But okay, let's try one more time and see if this maybe helped. I don't know. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Scotty. This is Dan. Long time listener, first time caller.
I love that. That's too funny. What's going on, Dan? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm up in Chicago. You've been helping me last week book a vacation for Marathon Weekend next year.
That's right. Let's all keep all the positive vibes. I got to run a dopey. Let's make it happen.
Well, yeah, no, I got to run a marathon. This past Marathon Weekend was supposed to be my first marathon, and I got up to a half mile in my training, and then I did that on a Sunday, and then either the following Monday or Tuesday, they canceled Marathon Weekend. They made it virtual, so that kind of derailed me a little bit. But hopefully, I think Marathon Weekend 2021 was our fourth Disney vacation in a row we wound up canceling. So,
man,
cross.
That's bad luck.
Yeah, it's been terrible luck.
Let me know when you're. I got to check. You have Marathon Weekend 2022. That's not a good thing because I'm scheduled for the same one. I don't want to travel when you have something on the books. It sounds like it's bad luck. So no, I'm just teasing you. We'll have fun. We're gonna be there, and it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Hopefully. So I'm hopeful, and you know, I have a good feeling that the next season's, starting with Wine and Dine, those will go back to in person. So fingers crossed on that.
I don't know about Wine and Dine. Here's where I got nervous about Wine and Dine over the past. Again, I have no idea. Real quick. Can you hear Scott? Let's see if you can hear Scott.
Testing. Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Okay. I gotta do a whole reboot. It's like trying to change oil on an airplane while it's flying. I can't really do a whole lot while we're rolling here. So, but I got a way to finish this one out. We'll get it set for next week. But Wine and Dine. I'm a little concerned about Wine and Dine, and here's why: is because again, I think it was Chapek in an interview about a week ago, or was it Iger? I think it was Chapek. They mentioned that you can kind of expect to wear masks in theme parks to the end of the year. And I still do not think, and I know some runners are like, there's a lot of races where you wear masks at the beginning and the end. Disney's not going to run a race where you got to wear a mask, period. It's just too much work, you know, to police that. There's a lot of volunteers. Nobody wants to do that. I just don't think we're going to have any races till the mask mandate is gone at Walt Disney World. That's just me, though. I don't know. But that made me like, I don't know. So I hope it happens. You know, who knows? Masks could be maybe, you know, not mandatory by November. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see.
My thought process on that, maybe if you're vaccinated, maybe that's a prerequisite to register or race, is that you have your vaccination. I'm not sure the legalities of that, but that's maybe an idea, but who knows.
Just sign a waiver, you know,
instead of your ID at the expo, you have to bring your vaccination card.
So, but hopefully so trying to think if I have anything else. You got any questions?
No, that's it. You know, so what were you excited for the 50th? I mean, anything that you hope happens? I mean, we're talking retro merchandise, old experiences, old promotions. What would you like them to bring back?
Yeah, it's hard now because, I'm a big message board guy, and I listen to so many podcasts. So there's been so many, for years we've been looking forward to the 50th, and we're expecting it to be this grand gala, and just because of COVID and everything's so scaled back. So I just as we go through this 18-month process the 18-month celebration, we get through this process that we're all going through, I just hope things become, slowly they release more experiences where it feels like, the Disney World that we've enjoyed the last, 49 years. And, I guess that's the only thing I'm hoping for.
Well, I mean, we're seeing too. And again, I don't know, it's like what you see with your eyes and then what you hear reported is that it seems like they're taking baby steps towards putting more guests on the attractions, every few weeks as things get better. More restaurants are opening. I saw earlier today that Big River at the boardwalk is going to reopen here soon. This time last year, if you would have talked about all these things that we're excited about, that, if you would have told us this time last year that both, Port Orleans resorts would be closed, Animal Kingdom Lodge is closed, Beach Club's still closed right now, all the Polynesians down. Like, if you'd have said this time last year, we'd have lost our minds. Like, oh, yeah, we can only have 35% and all this. But the thing is, I think we've seen the worst of it in, getting a restaurant next week and then getting another restaurant. Hopefully, we can get maybe one of the All-Stars to open up again. Maybe Riverside opens again. And the thing is, we just inch our way maybe by October, cross our fingers, maybe by October 1st. That's kind of a date that maybe, hopefully internally they say, our goal is to have all the hotels open at least by October 1st. Cause that would be something. Cause with the hotels open, you're going to get more restaurants open. You're going to get more capacity.
Yeah. And, also I think, maybe get a nighttime spectacular up and running again. That'd be nice. Epcot's probably the most obvious place it's probably the obvious place where it'd be the first one to bring back their nighttime show. That will be a little, that's the thing. Like we've pushed off going back until, we could have probably booked a trip during the summer, but we're just like, we want it to be a little bit more of what we expect. So we hope that when we go in next January, we have at least one nighttime show. And we're not even big fireworks people. We normally use that time to go on rides and whatnot. But, it's just something, the little things that we, a lot of the things that like we miss of a Disney, at Walt Disney World right now are things that aren't even the things that we really enjoy doing, but it's just, part of the magic of Disney World is you're walking down, a walkway and you just stumble upon a parade. Mm-hmm. Or you're, it's late in the evening and, your day is winding up and you were in, last time we were in Animal Kingdom, we just walked by the little building that they have Mickey and Minnie in. We're like, it's the end of the vacation. We're like, we still haven't seen Mickey and Minnie. Let's go see them. And it's those little things where you don't really have the opportunity to do it right now. And I just hope we can get to a place where we can do those things again.
No, agreed. And I think, you know what, I think we'll see Harmonious at Epcot. I would guess definitely by October 1st. I would say we'll probably start seeing Harmonious this summer. I think they're getting close. And that social distancing is way easier around World Showcase than it's going to be in the hub,
right,
or, you know, anywhere else to see a nighttime show. So, and the thing is, I think, you know, Universal's kind of forcing the issue because they're going to have a nighttime thing. And so Disney's going to need a nighttime thing. So we'll see. But Harmonious. I mean, they put those dang big barges out there. We better get something out of them soon. Those things are huge. You know, some dinosaurs out there.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, they should have planned that a little bit better, where the put those out there, because they say that during the day they're supposed to have a functionality of a fountain, right?
Right.
And they've been sitting out there without that functionality, and it's just, I wish they had a better plan for once they get it out into the middle of the lagoon to have the fountain going. They're a little bit of an eyesore right now.
They are. Well, hey, we'll see. I'm withholding judgment until I see the waterfalls and the show and everything else. If the show blows me away, I can deal with it. So, awesome. Hey, I appreciate the call, and you calling again. We'll get Scott squared away, and we'll all have a good time talking next week.
Absolutely. Good talking to you.
All right, take care, bud. Thanks. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Take care, man. Bye.
All right. So, Scott, let me ask you about that. Okay, so here's the question I have. Because he kind of mentioned this. Do you think with all that's happened over, you know, that second half of 2020 and most of 2021, do you think people's habits are going to change as far as touring the parks? Because like he said, he's not a fireworks guy. He's a guy that takes advantage of low lines and riding rides during the fireworks. It's a great strategy. But I think, you know, when we start seeing fireworks again, because we haven't seen them for so long, everybody's going to stop to watch the fireworks now. I think that will kind of change the way we do our theme park touring.
I agree. I think because it's going to be fresh and it's going to be kind of new in a way, mm-hmm. right? Because it's been over a year since we've seen fireworks. So I feel like those that just kind of walked by them and said, oh, that looks nice. You know, I think they're going to try to get a spot, but that's going to be so interesting with social distancing. But I can kind of go back to what I said earlier about even around Christmas time when they did those projections on the castle, no one was social distancing in the hub around Christmas time. So yes, that's a thing. When I was there the day after the Super Bowl, people were looking for Gronkowski. God, people were stacked on each other. It felt like a fireworks show. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to manage that, because they can't manage it now, even with these lower crowds that they have.
Yeah, and they keep saying that they, you know, we are in, you know, the 35% is the number we keep hearing, 35%, 35%, but 35% of a full capacity day. And I'm also hearing that right now they wouldn't be these numbers aren't quite unusual. It's not really 35% of what it was. It's at 35% of February 21st last year. That's not how this is projected. It's 35% of your Christmas Day at the Magic Kingdom.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. So that's why some days the park doesn't feel much different, right? Because when you were there on March 2nd last year, it might have been at 35% capacity that day.
Right. You didn't even think about it. It was open. Right. That's so weird. Yeah, it is. It's weird times. It's weird times, but it's moving in the right direction. So let me flip. Okay, I'm going to try one last thing. This will probably screw everything up, but let's see here. Wade's trying to call in, so I'm going to get Wade in here. So hang on. Let me try. I don't even know if this is going to work. This will probably screw everything.
I mean, he's got a great DJ voice, so I can just sit back and listen with the popcorn.
Well, there we go. Let's see. All right. Let's see what we got here. This is not going to be the answer. Hey, Wade, you here? Hang on.
It's like Slinky Dog. Hang on.
Hang on. I know that wasn't the answer. That was like the Hail Mary is what that was at the end of the game. Let's do this. Nah, I should be able to hear Wade. Wade, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? Now, here, let's try it one more.
Good.
Let's see if there's a miracle. Scott, say something to Wade.
Hey, Wade, congratulations on the 5-0 for marathons. Can you hear me?
Ah, man. Unless he's doing sign language, I can't hear him.
Oh, God. I have changed nothing. We take 2 weeks off and everything goes.
Mike, tell him that I congratulate him on the big 5.
Scott gave you a big shout out on the 50 half marathons on 50 weekends.
Well, thank you, Scott. I assuming you can hear me. So yeah, 50 for 50. It's kind of how I've been timing this pandemic lately. Is 50 weeks ago.
You're like, I didn't plan it. I didn't sign up for this many half marathons, right? You're like, I thought this would be over in 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, like all of us, I thought, oh, okay, you get through March, April, right? And we thought, oh, yeah, July will be fine. Right, okay, I'm at 22. Oh, great, it'll be done. Yeah, 50, here we go.
Yeah, well, I mean, once you were in the newspaper, that was enough, right? You were in the newspaper, they did the article. Okay, that's good, I'm out. See ya.
That was August.
Yeah, that was
August. Oh, God, that was 25 ago.
Holy God, it was August. Oh, my gosh. And now you guys have been like 30 below zero up there. It's crazy.
Been some brutal. I tell you what, I ran on Thursday. It was 8 below, which was tough. And I had to kind of do like hopscotching around to miss the ice. And then yesterday was actually okay. There was still some ice, but it was like like a heat wave, like 31 degrees when I went out and run. So it wasn't too bad, but considering it was 31 earlier in the week, it was like a 62 degree swing. So it was almost like spring.
That is just nuts. Like, I'm such a baby now that I got that treadmill. I have not been outside since December 27th. I'm like, nope, it's 35. Nope, it's still too cold. Nope, not doing it. So I see like you and Laura's out there all the time. Laurie, I should say, you know, out there and like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I can't do it anymore. I'm weak. I've lost my mojo to go outside.
Well, I told Scott in reply to one of his comments, I said, there have been a lot of runs where I'm like, I got to go home and order a treadmill.
Beg for one for Christmas. That's right.
I tell you, I had one that died a couple of years ago. And so I've just always been on that cusp of buying one. And then I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. I go out there and I'm like 8 miles in. I'm like, what am I doing? Yep. Where, how do I get to Nordic Track while I'm running? NordicTrack.com on my phone, you know?
The old one sitting right next to the new one. So yeah, I get exactly what you're saying.
Yep, exactly. Oh, man,
so what do you think about all these announcements? What's going on with all the news?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I hope, and I think like others have said too, I think there's more to come. And, you know, there's still that, we're still in that cautiously optimistic stage with people getting vaccinations. And, you know, you hope that by October 1st, you've kind of reached close to that herd immunity number. Masks will still have to be worn just because not everybody will be vaccinated. And that's why I think you're right. Wine and dine won't be ran. I'm a little nervous about marathon weekend next year, just because the signups coming around here in a month or two. And I'm not sure they'll roll that out yet. I don't know what their drop dead date is on getting everybody signed up, but I think last year it was May 4th or something like that when we signed up, somewhere around there anyway. So that concerns me a little bit in that, I don't know if they're willing to take, you know, 25,000 people or money from 25,000 people in May again with the uncertainty if they can do it. I mean, they could require vaccinations. Like that question came up. Disney's a private company. They could do that if they wanted to. It might be difficult, you know, but I don't know. I'm interested to see that. I think with the 50th anniversary, not to go on and on here, I think there's a lot more to be announced. I hope. I like Scott, happened to hit Disneyland twice for the 60th out there. And the one thing I thought was so cool was Paint the Night Parade, which I wish they'd say they're bringing that to Disney World in October. That'd be really cool. Some type of parade, you know, that's been a nighttime parade now for, what is it, 3-4 years now?
At least. Yeah, it's probably longer than that. Yeah.
Probably. Of course, the last year, you know, seems like, I don't know,
5 years.
8 years.
Exactly. Totally.
8 years, whatever. But so I think it's some cool stuff. You know, I was a little underwhelmed at first going, the minute video? Okay. I think some of the projection stuff's going to be really cool. But, you know, the fireworks are just that big question still. You know, when are they going to do that, going to be able to do that? I think it's sometime, maybe it is about then, you know. I think there's just so much, there's still that uncertainty. I think there's still light at the end of the tunnel, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, but I think there's just that uncertainty where, you know, if they can't with certainty say, hey, by the way, parade, fireworks, gather together, one and all, in front of the castle. But I think the next few months, as I've been saying too, will tell us a lot. It'll tell us a lot whether there's a run Disney race anytime soon. I still think Wine and Dine Now 2022 is the next one, just because that gives them a year from right now to get things squared around, and sign up would be a year from about now. I think early March is when Wine and Dine sign up usually happens. But, you know, I'm booked for, before anybody is hating, I am booked for Marathon weekend already with a Disney Vacation Club points. So I've hedged my bet. I got parks picked and everything. But I don't know. You know, it's going to be great when the 50th does get here. And I think we'll know a lot more.
Yeah, what I would like to see. That's kind of my thought. So, and I agree totally with you, Wade. And I think, you know, what I'm guessing, and we all picture these in our heads, right? Like some boardroom that Disney has, some planning strategy center. You know, they have all the whiteboards up on the walls, and I bet you they have like a, you know, like a best case scenario board, kind of a middle of the road case board, and then kind of a this is a minimal 50th celebration worst case scenario situation. And what they're doing probably at this point is kind of going as conservative as they can, right? I mean, how hard is it to decorate the castle, the tree, Spaceship Earth, and project some stuff on Tower of Terror and give Mickey and Minnie some new costumes? You know, that's bare minimum, you know, stakes, and to give some dates, right? We all know it's October 1st. I mean, no kidding. That's when the park opened for the, you know, that is the 50th anniversary, okay? Thank you for letting us know that. But I think, like you say, that as things progress, I mean, on that best or, you know, middle of the road kind of whiteboard, they have like, you know, possibly they bring Paint the Night to the Magic Kingdom, you know, but that's something they can't commit to at this point. You know, they have, right, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I'm hoping that's kind of where, as we move from winter to spring to summer, that things that they kind of get a better idea of what they can say for October 1st. And then who's to say, like, you know, halfway through the celebration, they don't enhance it to bring back people a second time and also make it even, you know, for more marketing purposes to get people out there. You know, I think that they probably have a bunch of options right now, and they're kind of waiting to see, going very conservative until they can move forward.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I think that's exactly right. You know, they're definitely, you know, this is what we can announce now, get some excitement. And then, you know, they've got probably, hey, on our board, May 1st or June 1st, what could we possibly announce then? And then as we get a little bit closer, August 1st, you know, continue to build. I mean, Disney's great at building anticipation. It's what they do. And so, you know, they've learned a lot in the past 50 weeks as well.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we kind of click through here, you know, as the months click by, like, and the seasons click by a little bit too. And the vaccinations rolled by. I mean, you know, by all accounts, you know, we could be at a pretty good place by October 1st. I don't know if we're at a good enough place to have volunteers and 25,000 people running a race.
Yeah, that's...
But it doesn't mean we have some really cool stuff in the parks.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying about the races, is like, that's when you know that we're getting really close to back to normals, when they have a race, because that is one of the most intimate kind of for folks that have to run a race. I mean, they're really, I mean, there's people that are spitting. I mean, how many times have you gone across the finish line and you're dodging, you know, not to be gross or anything, but I mean, somebody's upchucked right there at the finish. I mean, every race, like, I'm like, it's always there, you know, the pixie dust is on top of it and everything. But I mean, it's just, people are sweating, people are throwing water all over the place. I mean, it's awesome, but it's not COVID friendly. I mean, it's
and
not
volunteers too. Like,
yeah, volunteers.
Yeah,
volunteer Scott saying. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've thought about that. Just the runners, but just the volunteers. I mean, right. I don't know how many thousands of volunteers they have. Whether it's checking your ID at the expo to checking you out. I mean, those are employees too. But you know, to handing you the cups of water and Gatorade, which I can't even imagine that right now. One race I did do, they had sealed cans of water.
Yeah.
Another one coming up here in Lincoln, they're not going to have a water stop. And I was going to run the full marathon. I'm like, I don't want to be responsible for my own hydration for 26 miles.
Heck no.
I can't do that.
Heck no.
So, oh, wait.
No. Yeah, that's, yeah. If I can't get a water, dude, I'm not doing that race. I'm sorry. Like, if it's that dangerous that I can't have somebody give me a couple of waters in 26 miles, yeah, I'll pass. That's
exactly.
How I got it.
No, exactly. Thanks. Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah. I'm excited about it. You know, I wish I could hear Scott. Maybe I'll try again next weekend. But Scotty G, love the palm trees. Your audience is growing. I'm checking on that too. I'm sending it to friends saying, hey, you got to follow this Instagram account, Palm Trees.
And just
Disney.
Tell Wade that
bring a little
Disney
bit of joy
decided
into your day. So, I love it,
Mike.
All right,
I'll say when he gets off.
Okay, yeah. So we're gonna cut you loose. Scott's he has a message for you, but I'm gonna get it to you via Scott here. So stay warm up there, and we'll talk to you next week. I'll get this all squared away.
All right, thanks, guys. Right, take care.
You,
have a good night.
Take care. Bye bye. All right,
I was just going to say that Disney waited to announce the 50th anniversary stuff for Wade's 50th half marathon. Like, the timing is kind of
true. Yeah, exactly. They're like, this is a guy in Nebraska. he's kind of crazy. He runs a half marathon every Saturday, and he's
running. About to hit 50, but we're gonna steal his thunder and announce our 50th first.
He's running like in 8 degrees below zero. That's the craziest thing. I'd be like, you know what? That streak just has to end. I'm sorry, yeah. Like I'm a nut. Like I run every morning, but dude, 8 degrees below, that hurts just to go to your car.
It's so tough. Like I feel like you end at 50, but then 52 is a year's worth. But then, like, but that's such a like a goofy number to end
it is. I know.
You
know? Like
50, so, do you go for 100 then?
That's how. But yeah. I'm very much like Wade. Like I can't like I hate to end a streak. Like I hate to end the streaks. Streaks are dangerous. I hate.
I got one of my better Apple Watch streaks going on right now.
Dude,
you know?
it's brutal. Like
it's tough. You just want it to end sometimes.
Yes, you do. Totally. Okay, so one thing I did want to mention though about the 50th, and we're gonna get out of here as we're getting to the top of the hour here, is that. I've really noticed because we have Michael is in the live chat with us. Sue Darby's in the live chat with us. Malcolm's in the live chat with us. And I would be, you know, it wouldn't be a celebration without our international friends being able to travel to Walt Disney World, right? I mean, we hope by October 1st that is the case, that folks can come from. I mean, the Canadian border's closed. I've had a lot of guests have a lot of trips. I mean, I've had folks that just keep rescheduling and rescheduling, my Canadian friends, and they just got to keep canceling because they can't travel. UK, same thing. And I mean, Scott, don't you think that's a big deal? I mean, Walt Disney World to me is a place that I've met folks from all over the world like nowhere else. And I think it's key to the 50th that we have everybody from all over the world.
I agree. I mean, a lot of that's out of Disney's control though. So we'll just hope and I don't know. We can just hope that can happen, but that's tough. I totally see what you're saying, Mike, that you want to just bring everyone from everyone across the world together for that celebration.
Especially Epcot. You know, so were you at Epcot during the Millennium Celebration?
I was not.
Oh, God.
Before my time.
Oh, my God. It was so, it was the best ever time at Disney. I mean, it was as close to perfection, in my opinion, that you could have. I mean, it really did feel like, you know, in 99 and 2000, that like the world could actually come all together and we could solve all the problems. And Epcot was just the tapestry of nations, like that whole parade and that illuminations behind it was just, I mean, it was optimistic to the millionth level. God, I wish we could recapture that feeling because I think the world has gone downhill so much in 21 years since. But I think, you know, I think someplace like Epcot could bring it back. I don't know.
Totally agree.
Yeah, we'll see. So, we will get the audio squared away for next Saturday. So you, or Sunday. Saturday. We're not doing Saturday. Sunday. So you can talk to Scott. I don't know what happened. We take 2 weeks off and stuff starts falling apart here in the studio. So that we will not do that again. So we will get it. All right. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today for your 2022 vacation. Or, hey, you want to head down this fall? Let's do that as well. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, amazon.com/BRGuestPodcast. And also, thanks to our patrons. If you'd like to become a patron and get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. Follow Scott at EpScott and at Palm Trees of Disney. Also, subscribe to the show over on Facebook and YouTube, and you'll never miss when we go live, which we do every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. All right, we're going to be back again tomorrow with another Friday show. If you're listening on the feed, if you're listening here live on a Sunday night, join us Monday night at around 5:45 Eastern. We record this week's live shows. All right, we're going to get out of here and wish you a great Sunday night, a great wrap to your weekend. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome Sunday night or Thursday, wherever you're listening, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.